ay, ay. Another day, preacher man come again. You need no style, no fashion to fulfill that covenant. You got to be a true born rasta man. You don't need no style, no fashion to fulfill that covenant. You got to be a true born rasta man. So, are you a big man? Are you a bongo man? Or you a naughty Congo man, or just a normal Rasta man? Or you a naughty dread, or you a bubble dread, even a naughty ballet, I don't deal with no rental dread. So you need no style of fashion to fulfill your covenant. You got to be a true-born Rasta man. Aye, you don't need no style of fashion to fulfill your covenant. You got to be a true-born Rasta man. Hey, no bathroom locks, no hairdresser locks, no shave around the head side, and if a little lock on top, the wig is artificial. You got to come natural, no imitation. You got to be original. You need no style or fashion to fulfill the covenant. You got to be true-born Rasta man. Nana, oh, you need no style, no fashion to fulfill the covenant. You got to be true-born Rasta man.
Aye, aye. How can you make it to be a true-born Rasta man or a lady? Don't steal, don't kill, don't tell lies, don't be covetous, don't be malicious, don't be jealous. Be kind and be helpful. Feed and clean her of the land. And give thanks and praise to the Almighty.
Jah Rastafari.
You don't need no style of fashion to fulfill your covenant. You got to be a true-born Rasta man. Nana, won't need no style of fashion to fulfill your covenant. You got to be a true-born Rasta man.
Hey, well, and I know.
So you, are you a bingy man? Are you a bongo man? Or you a naughty Congo man, or just a normal Rasta man? Or you a naughty dread, or you a bubble dread, even a naughty ballet, I cannot deal with no rental dread. So, in no style of fashion to fulfill your covenant, you got to be a true-born Rasta man. Do you hear? You need no style of fashion to fulfill your covenant. You got to be a true-born Rasta man.
You got to
you need no style or fashion.